You are listening to the Torah Sparks Podcast, the podcast that finds and ignites sparks of spiritual light and meaning in anything and everything, bringing out lessons and values straight from the Holy Torah. I am your host, Ori Strum. Let's jump right in. Shalom, hope you're doing amazing. Thank you so much for joining us right here on Torah Anytime. A few years ago, my Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Mordechai Rotman, related the following story that happened in Eisha Torah. And there was a guy, his name was Dave, and Dave was learning, he was on his way, he was on a growing path towards spirituality. But it was Friday night, and the David Letterman show, Dave's favorite show, was about to turn on, and he was holding the remote, debating back and forth, should I turn it on, should I not, should I turn on? His Yetzer Hara convinced him. He pressed the on button, he turned it on. At that moment, the actor, who David Letterman was interviewing that night, looked at the camera and said, Shabbat Shalom, Dave. And the guy, Dave, was shocked. He turned off the TV, and today the guy Dave is from, he's Shomer Shabbos. And a little background to the story, you know, the guy, the actor who David Letterman was interviewing had just gotten back from a trip from Israel, and he was showing off, you know, his Hebrew to David Letterman. So the first thing he said was, Shabbat Shalom, Dave. Hashem has funny, interesting, fascinating ways of talking to us. But it's only when we are privy enough and we are paying attention and aware of that, that we can really tap into it and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem really is talking to us. Dave got the message. He realized that Hashem was talking to him through this TV, through this medium. I want to discuss absolutely eye-opening Chasam Sofer in this week's Parsha, Parshas Va'era. And it gives a new perspective and a fascinating angle on the pasuk that tells us V'lo Shamu al Moshe, that the Jewish people could not listen. They did not hear Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Mikotza ruach, from shortness of breath, umi avoda kasha, and from difficult avoda, from hard labor. So what exactly does that mean? We know some commentaries explain that it was a reference to avoda zarah, that they were involved in idolatry. The Chasam Sofer has an absolutely mind-boggling take. So V'lo Shamu, they couldn't listen to Moshe. Moshe just had this prophecy. Moshe is telling them everything is going to be okay. Hashem is going to take you out. They couldn't listen. It was only in last week's Parsha, in chapter 4, Shemos Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Aleph, where the people believed, V'yamin Ha'am, they believed Moshe when Moshe said, you guys are going to come, Hashem is going to take you out. What transferred? What transpired from then and now? How come back then, in last week's Parsha, the Jewish people, the first time Moshe came to them, the Jews believed, and now they have shortness of breath and avoda kasha and v'lo shamu, they can't listen. What changed? And the Chasam Sofer says something astounding. He says, ki b'pam rishon, the first time when Moshe came to them, he says, such a chiddush, he says, mistama kivtsam Moshe v'dibar imahem b'yom ha-shabbos. When Moshe gathered them to tell them that Hashem was going to redeem them, you know what day it was? Chasam Sofer says, Mistama, it was Shabbos. Uviyom HaShabbos nachu mehavoda. And on the day of Shabbos, they rested from avoda. The Jewish people did not work on Shabbos. Now, pause for a moment. How do we know this, that the Jewish people did not work on Shabbos? So the Chasam Sofer quotes from the Shmos Rabbah and from the Torah, Or HaChaim. If you look at the Torah in Or HaChaim, Resh Pei Aleph, he doesn't bring this verbatim, but if you look at the Torah inside, the Torah says, Kishayu Avoseinu B'Mitzrayim, when our forefathers, when our great ancestors were in Egypt, V'ra Moshe Koved Hashibur, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw the intensity of the subjugation that they were going through, in the hardships that Paro was putting them through. Moshe, who had an inn in the palace, Moshe grew up in the palace of Paro. Moshe requested to Paro, Paro, give them a break. Give them one day of the week off. Yom Echad b'shavua shenuchu, give them one day to rest. And you know a day that he chose, that he gave them? It was the seventh day of the week, our Shabbos that we know of today. And years later, when Hashem commanded the Jewish people, Kishnitztavu al Yom HaShabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu was so filled with rejoice. that it happened to be the same day, that seventh day that the Jewish people were given this day of quote-unquote freedom, this day of rest in Egypt, that was the same day where Klal Yisrael would in the future be commanded for the day of Shabbos. And that's when Moshe Rabbeinu, that like we say in the davening, Yismach Moshe b'matnas chalko. So we see that the Jewish people had Shabbos in Mitzrayim. The first time that Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Jewish people, they believed him. They were able to listen. And the Chasam Sofer says, Mistama, that day it was Shabbos that happened. And the way he's explaining is that they believed Moshe because they had the Shabbos. They had this time to rest, to contemplate, to focus. The Shabbos allowed them to be in that headspace. But Acher Shegazar Paro, after Paro made the decree, Tichbar HaAvoda, and he doubled down on their Avoda, and now I'm not going to give you your straw, you have to work on it, the bricks and the mortar, you're going to have to work on it, and you're going to have to double down your Avoda to make sure you hit the quota of the bricks. This, if you look in the actual parsha last week, it's in Hey, it's in five tests, where Hashem instills this extra burden on the Jewish people. And the Chasam Sofer says, Lo nachu b'Shabbos. They couldn't keep Shabbos anymore. They could not keep Shabbos anymore. Either you have to say that the burden was so much that Paro actually said, no more is this rest business on Shabbos. You got to work hard. Or even if you say that they still had the ability, quote unquote, to rest on Shabbos, they may atzmam, on their own, decided, we can't rest anymore on Shabbos because we have so much work to do. We have to fill our quota. We cannot rest. We cannot spare this extra free time. We have to work extra hard. And it was because that's what transpired in the middle. The first time Moshe came to them, they believed because they had Shabbos. The second time, right now in our parshan, Va'eiro, and Moshe came to them, Lo Shamu, they could not listen. They did not believe Moshe. Mikotzer ruach me'avoda kasha, because of an abundance of work, all that malacha that they were doing, because they were not resting, they were not keeping Shabbos. And we see a massive klal, Lo Shamu, they were not able to listen because they did not have a day of rest. You see, what Shabbos, the Yom Menucha, affords us is the ability to be Shomea, the ability to tap in, the ability to focus, to be able to have this nuanced perspective of a tunnel vision, to be able to say, I am here for a reason, and to be able to ignore the rest and the wind and the howling and the growling of the world and society that's out there, to be able to have that spiritual tunnel vision, which Shabbos affords us with that ability. And Lo Shamu, the ability not to hear, that comes when you don't have Shabbos, when you don't have Menucha. And even some during the week, it's when we connect to the Shabbos mentality, when we're Menucha, when we rest and we're focused on our conversations, when we rest, quote unquote, let's say from our phone, when we tap into the Shabbos abilities and the Shabbos things, and we have focused meals and we have focused conversations and we have focused davenings, and the Shemiah takes on a greater level. The idea of being able to listen to what Hashem is telling us, to be able to tap into what's going on in the world, to be able to reflect and understand and be focused, to have this real qualitative life and an existence of holiness, that comes from a realm, from an ideology of Shabbos. You know, it's interesting. The gematria of Shabbos Kodesh is 1,112. There's only one pasuk in the entire Torah that has that exact gematria. It's the pasuk in Devarim, Yud Ches Yud Gimel. Could check it out. The pasuk says, and I quote verbatim, Tamim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. You shall be tamim, you shall be complete, you shall be wholehearted with Hashem, your God. You can only be wholehearted when you're a Shabbos Kodesh type of Yid. You can only be Shomei. You can only really tap in. You can only really listen. You can only really be focused. You could be Tamim and fully there with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're a Shabbos Kodesh type of Yid. When you're not distracted, Mikotzer Ruach Mivodah Kasha. When you put down the Malacha, the distractions, when you put down the Chitzoni and the Gashmius, when you put those stuff down on the Simmer and you tune out that static, and you're able to focus on what's really happening, on what Hashem is really saying, what the Torah is telling us, and what our family is telling us, what our spouse is telling us, and what our children is telling us, and ultimately what our neshama is telling us. The ability to be shomea is deeply connected to the notion of menucha. And let's try to connect to this idea and live as Shabbos type of Yidden. You know, the Stipler, Rav Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, the Stipler Gaon, in World War I, he was drafted into the Russian army. And they required the people to do sharpshooting and test their weapons. And the commanders in his unit said, hey, you guys got to do this. And he knew that if he wouldn't shoot a gun, even on Shabbos, he would be liable to get Chas V'Shalom shot himself. And he was debating, you know, should he use his right hand? He was a lefty. Should he use his right hand, which would be a shinoi? And, you know, the likelihood of him getting a target would be highly unlikely, and he would shoot multiple bullets. Or should he use his left hand, his strong hand, and shoot less bullets? The Stipler decided, you know what, I'm going to use my right hand. I'm going to use a shinoi. And, you know, this is what I believe is the right thing to do. Hashem helped him. He got the shot, and he nailed the bullseye on his first shot. Because when you keep Shabbos, Shabbos keeps you. When you tap into Shabbos, you have the ability to be Shomea. When you keep Shabbos, Shabbos is going to be reflected in your life, in the way you live. When you're a Shabbos Kodesh type of Yid, a Tamim Tia Im Hashem Elokecha type of Yid, you're going to be a person that's focused, that's present, a person that can be Shomea. You know, the Torah was given... It was Nitna B'Shabbos, was given on Shabbos as well. Kabbalah Satorah. Because there's a strong correlation between Kabbalah, to be able to accept, to be able to truly listen, and Shabbos. It comes from that ability to be focused, to connect. And Hashem should give us the strength to be able to tap into this notion, to be like Dave, and to realize that Hashem is tapping into us, to live like Rev the Stipler Gaon, to live like Rev Kanievsky, and to be able to do what's right and realize that when we keep Shabbos, Shabbos will keep us. It will keep us in check in our lives to make us spiritually, physically, and the most capable beings that we can possibly be. Thank you so much for listening. Amir Tashem, we'll see you next time.